ministry in the church can be life-giving and life-changing. And in the midst of it, we all need faithful companions along the road. Welcome to Along the Road, a podcast on faith and leadership for ministry leaders of the PCUSA.
So you're a church leader serving as a ruling elder or a deacon, but you also have almost a dozen other roles: sibling, parent, friend, biker, landscape architect, chauffeur, builder, grocer, fill in the blank. Come join us in the midst of your day, wherever you are, to be inspired in your role in the church, become nourished, and renew your call. Formation as a leader doesn't happen all at once, so let's walk along this road together. I'm Martha Miller, and I'm excited to travel on this journey with you. With me today is none other than Jenna Campbell. Jenna, a certified Christian educator in the PCUSA, currently serves as the Director of Children and Youth Ministry at First Presbyterian Church in Stillwater, Oklahoma. She is a Christian educator extraordinaire, as evidenced by her selection as Enrich Educator of the Year for 2023 by APSE, the Association of Partners in Christian Education. Jenna is known for her generosity in sharing her creativity and work with others so that they can be widely used throughout the church. She has contributed to many denominational resources, many of which you may have used. I'm thrilled to be able to talk with you today, Jenna.
Thanks so much for having me. Thanks for the intro.
Of course. As you know, Jenna, our podcast focuses on formation, specifically the formation of leaders in the church. As a Christian educator, I know that formation is important to you as well. What does formation mean to you?
Yeah, formation is deeply important to me and really guides and impacts my own particular call. I do see formation as that which informs, forms, and reforms, and ultimately, by God's grace, transforms us in the world to live into the truth that we are God's beloved children. So I think formation takes seriously Christ's invitation and challenge of being disciples in the world. And it's through the act of forming and transformation that we journey to be faithful disciples of Jesus Christ. So with that understanding, formation ministry kind of calls forth and nurtures and challenges growth in both the knowing and doing the will of God, making Christ known in the here and now. So in this sense, it's important for me that ministries of formation move people in what they think. Formation moves us in how we act and what we prioritize, in what we practice, and in the decisions that we make. And it moves us out of ourselves into the world to join God in that work that God is already doing.
Oh, great. Thanks for that, Jenna. Most of those listening to us today have been called to serve as church leaders. Education has always been a foundation of the PCUSA. What would you like our listeners to hear and remember about the value of education?
Well, you know, from the very beginning, Presbyterians have taken education very seriously. Some would say too seriously. We're known for being very heady. but we trace that all the way back to John Calvin to see the importance of education in the Presbyterian Church. And what began as a focus so that people could be literate, literally just wanting them to be able to read, that foundation was about people being able to read the Bible for themselves and to read for understanding. And so the whole idea of faith seeking understanding is a hallmark of the Reformed tradition. But it's not knowledge for knowledge's sake. Again, sometimes we can be a bit too heady. It's knowledge that then moves us to understand ourselves better, one another better, and the world, so that we can join God in God's kingdom building work. And education is best done in community. And I think throughout the years, historically in the PCUSA, you can see congregations and the denomination having such a high priority of education. You can see that now in the Educate a Child initiative through the Presbyterian Mission Agency. But we take that seriously because we take our faith seriously, and we take our call to live as formed people in this world seriously.
Thank you for that, Jenna. as we've noted, you are an educator in the church and have been serving in a variety of roles. Reflecting on your years serving the church and your call to educational ministries, is there anything else that you wish our listeners knew or remembered as they seek to be faithful leaders?
I think one of the main things to know and remember is that faith formation in the church is not a program. It's not relegated to a specific time and a specific place only or a specific curriculum, but that formation in faith is much broader and deeper than that. And it's about all the ways that we seek to understand and embody what it means to be faithful disciples of Jesus Christ and how we live out that identity in all aspects of our life, in the church and in our families and relationships, in our work in school and community involvement, and our relationship to the world as well. So it really is more than a transmission of information. Maria Harris says that that curriculum is the entire course of a church's life. And so I think particularly speaking to leaders in the church who may be in charge of or leading a variety of different ministry areas and contexts, to know that everything that we do as a congregation teaches. So therefore, we need to approach each area and ministry with intentionality in regard to how we are teaching and what we are teaching through whatever ministry we're in together. Like asking ourselves, you know, what does our food ministry or what does our worship or the way we run our stewardship campaign, what does that teach us about what we believe about God and others in the world? What does it call us to do? How are we forming disciples faithfully through those ministries? And are we forming them in ways that are consistent with our beliefs? And being able to look at each of those ministry areas and think about what are we teaching both explicitly in what we're saying, but also by maybe what we're not saying or what we're not doing.
You've had an opportunity to work alongside a lot of different church leaders, ruling elders, deacons. Are there things that you wish that ruling elders and deacons knew or remembered, or is there advice that you would want to give those leaders?
Yeah, I would say as we're thinking about formation, to seek out and to really be intentional about making time for your own faith formation, both personal and communal, as ordained ruling elders and deacons, to really be about the practice of grounding yourself in scripture, grounding yourself in practices of faith, because it's those things that do provide that foundation for leadership. And sometimes as leaders, we get so focused on what we're providing for others and what we're hoping others might get out of it or the experience that they might have that we forget as leaders ourselves, we need to have that grounding and that foundation. We need to be in community with one another, especially as leaders in the church, having those listening ears and caring hands and hearts that we might be able to listen for where the Spirit is moving in and among the congregation and community. And so being willing to learn and growing yourself as a disciple, as you're a leader. And to remember that the work of formation and education are never finished, that it's a lifelong journey that we do in community with one another. Never a box that we check off and or a class that we finish or a training and as an officer training that we've checked. But even these podcasts are an example of how we continue to learn as leaders and grow in our abilities and skills and knowledge to ultimately lead faithfully as disciples.
I really like the emphasis that you've put on remembering that it's not just that we serve others, but that we are being served as well, and that those are important things for us to pay attention to and to remember. Thank you so much, Jenna. I'm always honored to serve with you, and I know that your words today will be helpful. So thank you for sharing your gifts with the church, and again, congratulations on your selection as Educator of the Year, and thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
We hope that you have been nourished through this episode of Along the Road. You are invited to visit the website for PCUSA Leader Formation for additional nourishment for ruling elders and deacons. www.pcusa.org/leader-formation.
This has been the Along the Road podcast. We look forward to crossing paths with you again soon.